AI accessing queues is one of my favorite things about NLP. It is absolutely fantastic, and I've enjoyed and I've got so much out of just mastering and understanding how this works. Now, you can look at the charts. We'll have pictures here for you. But without even looking at the charts, I'd just like for you to imagine looking straight ahead. Imagine looking straight ahead. And then I ask you a question like, what color was your first car? Or what color was your first home? What if your home was pink with polka dots? What would that look like? What if your first car was black and white, striped like a zebra? Now, what you may notice is that your brain goes to different places to recall or access that information. And I'm going to share a couple of new questions for you, and I'd like for you to notice if your eyes or brain kind of pulls in any particular directions, because some people actually notice that their eyes pull in particular directions, or that moving their eyes in particular directions assist in the recall of the information. So now think about this for a moment. What sound does Donald Duck make when he's happy? What sound would Mickey Mouse make if he's happy? What sound would Donald Duck make if he had been drinking absinthe in Prague? If Mickey Mouse and Donald Duck had kids, what would they sound like? There's a key differences between all these questions. The first questions, the very first questions about recalling your house, that was a visual recall question. You have to go into your memory. And then I said to you about your house being like polka dots or your car with zebra crossings. So this is a visual construct. The auditory questions about the sounds of Donald Duck and Mickey Mouse were auditory recall, recalling from your memory what they sound like. And then when I combine them or Mickey Mouse drinking absinthe in Prague, you have to construct. You see, the first questions were recalling, the second ones were constructing. You see, when we recall information, the recalling section tends to be on the left or right hemispheres of the brain, well, we believe. So when we recall or construct information, our eyes typically go left or right to help gain access to that information. And that's the lead system. That's unconscious. So when we ask to visual recall or auditory recall, you might find your eyes pulling to the left for the visual, left up for the auditory, just to the left. Or it would be to the right. Auditory to the right, visual right and up. So the right and left alternate, but one side is construct, one side is recall. In everyone I've worked with, recalling, visual recalling, auditory has been on the same side. So recalling is always on one side, constructing is always on the other. The left and right sides do change with people, though. The majority will have it one way, and you'll figure that out. Yet, as we work with international people, there are people that have it on different sides. So, okay, recall is on one side, construct is on the other. That's the important thing. Second important thing, visual is up, auditory is sideways, and then down will be our kinesthetics, feelings, and our self-talk, our inner talk. Now, when we have our inner talk, our inner voices, I consider these to be recalled. Our inner voice, talking to ourself, is often recollection from past experiences. So we're recalling. Therefore, it's on the same side as recalling visual, recalling auditory, because we're recalling how we talk to ourselves and putting words together. On the other side, we have our construct, you know, constructing visual, constructing auditory, and constructing feelings, or constructing kinesthetics. So on the construct side, we'll have our kinesthetics. When we talk about feelings and how does it feel, our eyes tend to go down onto the construct side. But if I ask you to figure some stuff out in your head, you might have to go down to the recalling self-talk side, okay? That's eye axis and cues in a nutshell. And I actually really like that you listen to this rather than seeing it. And what I'd like to encourage you to do now is do not go to the pictures. I'd like for you to go out there on the street or get a friend on Zoom. Or if you're allowed to see friends in real life, go see them and ask them some of these questions and just watch and observe and try to pick up the patterns, pick up what side is visual, what side is construct. Okay, you're going to love that.